This is Lena Live. I'm Lena Mirmond. After very, very long time not being live on my program, I decided to catch up and to welcome you for this very much preciously remaining moments of this year. And one of the reasons I wanted to be live tonight, I will explain why I'm saying today and tonight, is because I am so live, like I never was before. You can hear background noise. You can really have a sense of life because myself and my son and a group of friends are greeting you from Europe, and to be more precise, from Brussels, and to be even more precise, from a very charming, precious place. I'm saying that much because it is a most wonderfully arranged New Year's Eve celebration, which already took place here. So we are ahead of your great California. And we did celebrate this not with clock, not with the usual dropping bowl, but with a drop in music. There was very special music at the midnight, and everyone was obviously recognizing the usual hugging, kissing, and wishing each other wonderful thoughts, but it was all around the music. So one of the thoughts I have today to wish us all, just to have more sound around ourselves, if it is not the music, but something which we listen to, something which we really forgot how to do because of such stressful and hectic barometer of our lives. So I would like to wish to all of us to be retuned to each other's emotions, to each other's thoughts, concerns, fears, perhaps sometimes panic. That's all very much on an emotional key and very much part of our lives. The expression goes that abnormal is new normal. And I would add to it modestly that our extremes are so demanding that we don't know very much sometimes what is the harmony is, because we're living in such a stretching and extreme challenging world. I like very much to share with you a few moments here coming from the country which is representing bouquet of many languages, many cultures, and I'm really emphasizing many. It's not only Flemish, French, and not only, obviously, English, but it's a lovely magnet of all possible curious elements which finding somehow home here, considering that Brussels is very small. You can hear just about every dialect when you're walking in the streets, when you go into different places, from museum to absolutely majestically beautiful Grand Place, and you don't really feel that much as a foreigner or as a guest or as a tourist because of these ingredients where you instantly can find a place for yourself. And of course, I need to share with you all contrasting elements. Yes, there is a certain electricity of sense of emergency. You see soldiers here, you see well-protected points of the city. You feel absolutely safe. In fact, you feel proud as a human being because in spite of all this terror climate which we're living in, one can feel extremely safe, comfortable, free, and mostly important, just to visit any part of this culturally rich country. And what's another thing quite fascinating to me as a European myself, that even though United States supposedly very open and one of the most established democratic country, people don't know really that much about what's going on in the United States today. There are just perhaps rumors here and there, newspapers, yes, saying something, but it's like an opera without beginning and without the end, a little bit of in the middle here and there. So the separation between Europe and particularly this country, Belgium, and United States, very, very apparent. People do tired of politics and all these collisions and conflicts. They want to know about real life. They want to know what other parts of the world can offer to the world. They are very hungry for some connections, for some exchanges, and they find it very difficult to get, even though we have an internet, we have all sorts of communication, more so now than many, many years ago. Yet there is a missing human element, which you cannot get through internet, which you cannot really get through the movies or any forms of pop culture. There are some other forms which are forgotten. It's picking up the phone, it's to hear each other voices, it's to have a desire to share some personal thoughts. All of this reduced to obviously the convenience of cell phones and some Facebooks and emails. And I do not put this down and I do not condemn this, even though obviously I'm implying somewhat that I am. But I just wanted to bring my thoughts back to my wishes to all of us, regardless of where we live, regardless of what we do, to find these moments of hearing each other's voices, of hearing each other's desires, emotions, perhaps silence. I like to finish my little New Year's orioso, if I may say, with thanking you for being our listeners. I wanted to thank our guests who generously shared with us their knowledge, finding time in their extremely busy schedule. We are profoundly thankful to particularly people who are in a multitask, still have this moral obligation to share their activities with the world. And I do use BBS as a source, as a key, and as a voice which is reaching so many different parts of the world. Of course, Doug and Don are the instruments. In music, we have G clef and bass clef, and they are existing with each other. So these are two brothers who represent G clef and bass clef. They easily exchange in their places, their roles, but they're always there for us. So myself and my son, our colleagues, which are actually very close by, wanted to wish BBS and their team a very fruitful and successful new year, and thank them for broadcasting our thoughts, broadcasting our wilderness, broadcasting our very strong unpredictabilities, and have this creative tolerance for all our temperaments. So on this note, I hug you all, your ears, your souls, your minds, and until next year, a little arioso, as I said, congratulations with the New Year's, with the background noise from a great of Belgium, to be very precise, from Brussels. And this note, I wish you most wonderful beginning of the year. That was Lina Life. I'm Lina Miermond, your devoted host.